You are listening to Curious and Interesting, a two-minute podcast on what's new and intriguing in the world of advertising research. I am Dr. Suki Yoon, editor of the Journal of Current Issues and Research in Advertising. Young people are major players in the multi-billion dollar influencer advertising industry. In fact, 9 of 10 children consume products endorsed by YouTube influencers through channels such as Ryan's World and Sis vs. Bro. Influencers and producers are legally required to alert consumers when they are presenting paid promotions because audiences can easily misconstrue promotions as entertainment. They might be persuaded to buy products without understanding how persuasion works. Kasungay was particularly concerned about persuasion knowledge among children and adolescents because they may lack the sophistication to realize that their favorite influencers are trying to make them buy products. To understand how different age groups interpret subtle disclosures such as hashtag ad, she turned to two theoretical frameworks, namely the theory of mind and the persuasion knowledge model. She conducted two experimental studies to observe how influencer disclosures impact young viewers of YouTube. Her study participants were children aged 5 to 12 and adolescents aged 13 to 17. She showed them a YouTube video about a McDonald's sponsored taste test between McDonald's chicken nuggets and a homemade version. At the end of the video, the testers declared that McDonald's was the winner. Kasungay showed that the theory of mind is strongly associated with persuasion knowledge. Extremely immature audiences may misunderstand disclosures. They tend to assume that their favorite influencers have unselfish motivations. She concluded that influencers can maintain their relationship with their young followers while teaching them about persuasion techniques and fully disclosing advertising content. An interesting finding was that some study participants had some aspects of persuasion knowledge even when influencers failed to disclose that the video was a form of advertising. For more information, this research paper was published in the 2022 issue of the Journal of Current Issues and Research in Advertising.